closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. One thing I desire, only this I seek, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. One thing I desire, only this I seek, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. There are no words, there's nothing left. Our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left. Our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left. Our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left, so our love sings to you. Oh, I'm so in love with you. You're beautiful, so beautiful. I fix my eyes on you. You're beautiful, so beautiful. No, I'm so in love with you. You're beautiful, so beautiful. I fix my eyes on you. You're beautiful, so beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. One thing I desire, only this I see, Oh, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, with just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated, I'll never be the same, with just one look, everything changes, I'm captivated, I'll never be the same, with just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated, I'll never be the same, with just one look. Oh, with just one look, everything changes. I'll never be the same, with just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated, I'll never be the same. I'm so in love with you, you're beautiful. So beautiful, I fix my eyes on you, you're beautiful, so beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, there are no words. There's nothing left, so our hearts sing to you. Oh, there are no words. There's nothing left, so our love sings to you. Oh, there are. There's nothing left, so our love sings to you. Oh, dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Psalmist Kaylin. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer on this wondrously Winning in Jesus Wednesday. We're so glad and thankful that God has brought us all together once more and again. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, oh God, that you have brought us in this place once more and again to sit at your feet, our dear Jesus, to just listen to what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you, Father, for the fresh anointing that you have placed upon us this morning. We thank you for the your loving kindness and your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. We give you glory, O God, for the resurrection power that you have instilled in each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, that you have wondrously brought us here this morning to help us realize, Father, that we are already winners because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you place blessings on top of blessings, on top of blessings upon them and within their environment, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the speaker that's going to come forth this morning with your precious word, Father. We ask that you give her a special anointing, oh God, that your word will come forth powerfully, Father God, that we will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. Oh, Lord, our God, we thank you that you're nowhere short on your word. So we ask that you bless your people who are called by your name. And as we humble ourselves before you, sit at your feet and seek your face, Father God, that we will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you have placed a blessing upon Artist Life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to strengthen and keep us all, Lord God, as we depend totally upon you, because we know, Father, that we are wondrously winning each and every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful, capable host. Are you there?
Good morning. I am, Minister Brenda. Thank
you. God bless you.
Yeah, as well. Back at you.
Take it away. Okay. God bless you, darling.
Thank you for greeting and seating our family, and we appreciate all that you're doing. And Kaylin, thank you for being the voice for this morning and setting the tone. TMC family, my name is Bonita, and I am hoping that you hear me well on this wonderful Wednesday that Minister Brenda has tagged this day. And I am here in New Jersey. I'd like to invite you to this TMC call. This is our telecommunications sanctuary, which started October 2010. By co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Williams. They had a mission that they wanted to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they began their day. You can go to our website for all the messages that are archived, and it, you know, for all the bios and the speakers, and it's a whole plethora, a whole buffet of information about this call, so that you can peruse it, share it, and it's www.themasterscall.net. The masters is plural, call.net. I encourage you to go there and just look at it. Share it with somebody. I heard there's a newcomer on the line. I appreciate you. That's a great place for you to sit down and enjoy a good meal. When I say that, that's the information that's going to be shared on that website. In 2010, we would encourage, our theme is, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel that you want to be a part of this ministry, We would encourage you to do so. We are looking for some folks. So, you know, I know I often hear of our faithful listeners, And I don't want to shout out names, but we would encourage you to come on and be a part of the family. You know, you can do what Minister Kalen did, what Minister Brenda did, what I'm doing, or if you have a word that you want to share, please do so. And we'd also, I'm going to give you some information on that. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, we always like to hear those. Please share those at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Brenda Terrell will get in touch with you and get back with you on that. Just so that you know, Fridays is a time when, second half of the call, is the time when we take all praise reports and prayer requests. So after the call, it's a great time to fellowship with us in that area. Some of us have come together by a company named Ardyss, A-R-D-Y-S-S, International. It was established by the Des de Leon family almost 30 years ago. It's now called Ardyss Life. And today is Awareness Wednesday. So on today, the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, they're going to talk about some products on Wednesday. It's Awareness Wednesday. And they have a lot of information, and that number is directly after this call is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294617#. 294617#. If you're having some challenges with being charged by any of the carriers, we have a bypass number, and it's 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Awareness Wednesday, and Awareness Wednesday is led by Diamond President Reggie Flanagan and Victoria Flanagan, and they'll be hosting that call. So get your seatbelt on, get adjusted in your pew, put that spiritual seatbelt on, get some peace in your mind, have a seat, relax, sit back, have your Bible out. That's the basic instruction before leaving Earth. That's our guide. And there's a cheat in the back of the book that we win. We win. If you just skip to the back of the book, we win. On this wonderful Wednesday, we have a sister out there that is, and I'm going to encourage you just to go to our website and get more information on her bio, but I want to give her ample amount of time to share a word. And I'm going to tell you that she is very politically driven. And to that, I would encourage everyone that can hear my voice and share, please vote. Your vote counts. Don't ever think that your vote doesn't count. Every vote counts. And this woman that you're going to hear would encourage you to do the same thing. She is always doing for others, whether it's in the church, in her community. We call her the Honorable. And she is out just in the city of New York, out of Bronx. And she is doing so many, she carries so many hats, she does so many things. She's brought so many people to the line, one of which is one of our beloved Mother Oliver, who is 103. Did you hear me say 103? And she is such a delight. And I'm telling you, she plants seeds all over the place. If you ever get in the range of 2 feet of her, she's going to either tell you about a political situation, or she's going to help you, or she's going to invite you to Ardyss products, but it's going to be a conversation to help you. And to that, I'm going to pass this mic over now to our minister, Cynthia Cox. And Minister Cox, are you out there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
How are you loud and clear, Ms. Cox?
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. Certainly appreciate you and We are right here near each other, but yet we fly New Jersey, New York. We are close. That's wonderful. Anyway, just want to say good morning, and it's a joyful morning to be alive. Hallelujah, this morning. I'm so grateful this morning. I'm so thankful this morning that I had a chance to wake up again, and I thank God for, I've met everyone. I would say happy Women's Month to each and every one of us. We are so, it's just a beautiful thing to be alive and healthy this morning because so many things are going on. And I would not be frightened by anything. I'm just going to give it over, turn it over to the Lord to let go and let God. So that's what I have done in my life. And I thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. A wonderful winning Wednesday in Jesus' name. Thank you for that tag and seating and greeting us this morning. I so appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Kaylin, for it's so beautiful. Oh, God, it is so beautiful to hear those songs in the morning to just to start your day, because you do need to be praising God all the time, not sometime, all the time. So that's so nice, and I appreciate you this morning. And I want to give praise to my two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weathers, for their vision for this master's calling. Without them, I don't know, we'd have been connected. But, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. I thank God, because it's I call it my dose of medicine. Every time I get up in the morning, I must be on this call. There's nothing comes before that call. I thank God for those ladies that made it happen. And I also want to thank the Diaz de Leon family. But they're connecting all of us in our life worldwide. So we're thankful for them. And thank everyone for joining us this morning here on the Master Call, even a newcomer from California. We thank you this morning. We know it's early, but God is good no matter what. If he wakes you up, just get up and be on this call. I woke up early this morning. Somehow someone called me last evening, and I said to them, I'm trying to get my ministry together this morning, but you know, life is what it is, and you still have to pray. I just prayed with the gentleman because of things that's happening. I won't be before you long, but I want to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, there are so many opportunities to love and listen and worship you and serve those around us each and every day. Lord, please let us become people who notice the needs of others and help someone today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. My subject today is, what's your duty in regards to true worship? What is your duty in regards to true worship? I come before you humbly because there are so many things that can distract you and have you offer your A-game, as they call it. You have to stay connected. You have to stay focused on what God, what the duties to regard a true worshiper. A true worshiper says in Psalms 81, verse 1, sing aloud unto God's strength. Make a joyful noise unto God of Jacob. Join God's people to worship. Praise God, our strength. Sing joy. Playing your musical instrument. That's what we do. This in the morning, we come before you with the praise and worship. That's part of that worshiping God before you start your day. Don't get too busy. Dr. Vanessa was the other day, you're losing it. But I start with God every morning, but sometimes in the middle of the day when I'm running this race right now, I'm a political person. Yes, I am. I'm running the race in New York State Assembly in the 79th Assembly District, and working on getting our community up and moving forward so they can understand independence and not dependent on the system. So it is so ironic that as I move before, we got five other ones that just popped up and started running. But, you know, sometimes they said, Ms. Cox, you activate individuals. So I guess I activated them to move forward. So, you know, I just thank God that I have that, you know, that I'm able to do it and they are able to move forward. What is your duty to regard the true worship? That's why they can't just do something. You got to be able, in my life, of thinking of, you have to be doing something before. You got to prepare before you start to do anything. For me, I count my blessings. You know, I count my blessings. I woke up this morning. That's a blessing. oh, I was able to get out of bed. That's a blessing. And you join God, people, in worshiping, because you know without that, your life feels empty. Let me speak for myself. If I do not do the things of that connected me with my Savior, Lord Jesus, I don't have the same feeling or understanding that I know that I need Him, and we all need Him because we just had such a serious accident that happened over here where I live. The gentleman, 18 years old, jumped off the terrace. But they said he was under a lot of pressure. That's why we have to make sure we keep communicating with each and every one of us. We stay connected. This is a part of staying connected. And so that you will not understand that we are worshiping Him. What your duty is regarding true worshipers, meaning sadly, highly percentage of our professionals believe, do not regularly attend church or service. Of some of this number, some of people excuse themselves of failing to gathering God's people by claiming they are worshiping privately, so they do not need to go to church. Others say that the praising God every day is not one specific day of the week. Certainly, private worship is important, often to a crucial part of our daily lives, but we can praise God at any time, any place. But God has commanded us to worship with others, believers. This is where we come here on the Master's Call. It is His will that we regularly assemble to praise and worship Him. In Hebrews 10:25, we can read, this is the truth of the church under the new covenant. It was true for the congregation of Israelites under the old covenant. God has ordained us to institute corporate or congregation worship. So no time is a mist of praising God, but sometimes appointed not to God to meet us. He's always ready. He's ready 24/7. But for us to meet one another, that means we join together and praise God. And I find myself, that's why in the morning, I can't not miss the call. I have missed the call when I went outside. I have to laugh, but the devil was right there waiting for me to be off my A-game, because I praise Him, but going on a call, I think it's a more connecting. And you know, when you go outside, you know, like some people said, you seem to have a lot of strength. You know, I say God lives in me. He lives in me. So when you walk outside, you got the armor of God. You're protected. And so that's, people see it. They can see it all over you. So it's a difference. So I thank God for the call. And I said, what would I do? What is it your daily duty to regards to the true worship? That means you need to join God's people and worship all the time. All the time. Not sometimes. All the time. So I thank God for the worship. What is my daily regards of true worship is, don't get up and start doing things without praising God. Stop. Like I said before, you join God's people in worship. Don't get too busy. Although I'm doing what I'm doing with the political arena, oh, God's first. Oh, He has to be first in my life, because what's out there for me is not, they're not in love with me, so it's not to play with. The music, the people that comes before you, you always got to be worshiping all the time. I thank God for all the things that's in my life, but I praise God for my strength. The worship leaders direct the people to sing God's and joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, meaning make a loud noise, and more clearly translate the shouting of joyful. And interesting that this is a verb always taken plural or collectively subject. Whatever set us is using is an action of group of people, of opportunity to individuals. Here's a direct approach. We come to church. We come to praise and worship. I moved to a new church, and in my other church, we sing every Sunday. On the second Sunday was the gentlemen. The men had to sing. But every Sunday we would sing and we had our robes. But in the new church that I have, the pastor has everyone worshiping together, which I think is such a collectively. And it's so beautiful because then, you know, you start off with the worship. And so we have to sing sometimes, but it's not a lack of constant. We have to do it because it doesn't matter. It's just a thing that we know. I know this. It just keep everybody engaged in worshiping God. Not they're looking at us. Everyone has to worship, and this it makes a difference because then you don't know what's on everybody's mind. You don't know what people are going through. So they need God and worshiping where He has us as a congregation worshiping God faithfully and schedule time. Well, you have to be always on time doing worship. You know, when you come into church late, you still, you know, you don't have the same effect when you're on time. So I began to, in that church, it's different, but, you know, what I'm saying, the pastor is a really, he's a musician, and he wants everybody to sing. So funny that what happened in my other church, we had the books that we looked at our music. Here, he has us to say the words not without no music, without paper, and just, you know, I find myself, you're more into it, you're worshiping God so in a different manner. So that's why I'm so thankful, worshiping Him and leading, not on my own understanding, but leading with God, giving us the word to move forward. God has directed us to do the right thing by others. That's why my thing is to bring individuals to the call, because you don't know what people need at this time. We must think about everyone, not us ourselves. We got to think about everybody. I feel that when I bring them there, I'm bringing them to come to God. What is your daily duty to God and your true worshiper? My true worshiper is thinking about others, not me, myself. I'm thinking about everyone to come to God. Because right now, in what we're going through, we need everybody and need Him more than ever. And my thought of God has commanded us to assemble, to worship Him just as He had done His people of Israel. They gathered together in praise of Him for their deliverance from Egypt, a clear picture of salvation, delivered from the world. From the beginning, the churches which was born of days of Pentecost and believers gathered together and worship and fellowship, teaching even now in Sunday school, which tonight we will have Bible study. That's everything has changed in my life. So I think about when raised in the South, those families there, you had to go to church. It was not about making decisions like we're doing now with the youth. Oh, Johnny don't want to go. Really? Okay. And then now the belief is different. The early believers think the pattern that we was in was the right way, because look at me now. Who would ever think I'd be in the ministry there, because it hadn't been for Grandma sharing with us that we had to go to church. We didn't have the control over her house. She was the controlling factor. It came to a time that I understand now what she was doing, why she considered us, because when time gets hard, you can go to God in prayer, and that you can worship Him. Because when things happening right now, as I move forward to this political arena, they are not connected to the Lord. It's not easy. But I thank God for what I'm doing here, that I can be able to sustain and make it work. I can still go on and keep my mind on Him. So in closing, blessed are they that dwell in the house, they that still praise Thee, Shalom. Thank you. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you, Minister Cox, for that word. It was that rich, rich and powerful word on this wonderful Wednesday. Let's go before the Lord in Minister Cox, and before you're going to come back and do the benediction, which I know you know that, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our request. Father God, we come before you humbly, asking you to continue to guide us, to continue to keep us, Father. We know you are the great I am, the beginning and the end, that you knew everything that was going to transpire in our life and things that are going to transpire in our life before we know them. Father, we just ask you to continue to guide us. Father, we have people on this line that stand in need. You already know the need, Father. Just encourage them to know that you already have them. As you say in Jeremiah 29 and 11, Father, you have such great things for us. Many of us are missing loved ones, Father. We have sickness in our bones. We have sickness in our family. But, Father, we know that you are the healer. We will come before you, and we will leave our worries at your feet. We will just anoint ourselves with your oil, Father, and believe that you are the great one. Father God, there is nothing, nothing more than our love for you. We ask you to continue to keep our co-founders covered, Father, as they continue on the journey of this call, that you continue to keep Dr. P.K. Roberts as she's on her journey and Dr. Vanessa as she is on her journey. Father God, we have a list. Baby T, Father, we have a list. We've got so many that are standing in need, but there's no list for you. You know exactly what's going on. We ask you to keep the Artists International family as we grow, as they grow, and to continue to share these products that are making such a difference in so many lives. We ask you, Father, that as we sleep tonight, that we not just close our eyes, but we give rest, resting in you, taking any kind of worry out of our mind. There's nothing that we should be worrying about. Father God, we are the TMC family, and we remain united. This prayer is in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So after this call, there is the morning motivational call, and that's 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617#. And I'm sure you're going to want to share this message that Minister Cox has given to you and want to listen to it again. And that number for a playback is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677#, 712-432-1085. And I again want to thank Minister Kalin for bringing us in, and the Prayer General, Brenda Henry Terrell, for greeting us, and, of course, that's Minister Cox for the message. And my name is Bonita, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I am signing off, and I'm going to pass the mic back over to Minister Cox for the benediction. Have a blessed day. Minister Cox.
I want to thank each and every one, the team that helped us this morning to move forward. The Lord God is like a sun and shield. The Lord give us kindness and honor. He does not hold back anything good from those who live are innocent. Lives are innocent. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have a blessed day and love and hug someone today.